audacity was being audacious. This is the, there's no comment. So, I'm watching the NFL channel, and they've been running the Super Bowl nonstop, which is what they do. They, you know, they kind of run games continuously. They have during the playoffs anyway. During the regular season and during the off season, they do a lot of programming. But they ran today the game in which Carson Wentz was injured, and it was the Week 13 game against the Rams. I didn't know this, but it was here at the Coliseum. And he was injured in the second half, I believe. Philly went on to win the game. Nick Bowles came in, and it was a close fucking game. It was like 35-31. Philadelphia had the lead. The Rams came back. It was a, you know, an interesting game, but it was. I missed the injury, but they played that game for context. That's one of the things that's interesting about this channel is they'll. You know, not only they played in the Super Bowl, but then, okay, well, what game was that that Wentz got injured? They go, but they show that game, and they pivotal games during the season. In this instance, you know, for the Eagles. Oh, man, today I've had such a fucking hard time getting going, man. Really, I don't know what it is, dude. We're going to go to Mexico. I told you guys on President's Weekend. That's something I need to plug a Ruski on. We'll have programming. We're going to do a podcast like I did a podcast from San Francisco. You know, it was just a stripped-down podcast of me and the general. We'll do the same from Mexico. We'll have a Facebook Live from Mexico on Friday night. Wi-Fi willing, you know. Now, they have Wi-Fi at this hotel, so they tell me. I have a international plan with AT&T Wireless that includes Wi-Fi hotspots. I have no idea what the fuck that means. I don't know that that's ever really helped my ass. Although, when we used to do remotes and we had the whole remote set up, like when we went to Big Sur that time, and we actually did it, we did a chat from Big Sur, I think. But that was a motherfucker because the Wi-Fi up there was almost non-existent. It took us hours to upload shows. Never do that again. It's going to be interesting because I'm going to be uploading, not using a computer, but using my phone. Because essentially what we do is we just use the voice memo aspect on the phone, voice memo application on the phone. And then I upload that to Slack, which is our inner office app that we use. And we'll see if that's any better. Maybe. Before I was uploading it directly to... I think I was just uploading it directly to somebody's email address. Maybe Alex's email. I forget. Then we tried uploading to YouTube. Forget it. Way too fucking long. So that's going to be on the 16th. We'll have a regular show. 16th that evening, which is the Friday evening, we will be live from Mexico with a Facebook Live. And maybe we'll do some throughout the weekend. I don't know. But that'll be our chat. And then we will not have any live show from Mexico. We'll have a podcast for Monday. We'll have a podcast for Tuesday. No Saturday Cinema either. You know what? I could pre-produce a Saturday Cinema. Maybe I'll do that. I could do that, man. You motherfucker, Henry. You're always forgetting your fucking... Why do I always forget that fucking phone? Be right back. Why? I don't give a shit. It's not a problem, you know, but why do, in case you missed Andy Lastner's tweet, what's so special about his tweets? I don't understand that. This is one of the things about Twitter that I'm getting very gradually weary of. You know, I'm wearying with the whole Twitter experience insofar as the whole verified, you know, fuck off. It just, I mean, like somebody's shit is more important than somebody else's shit. Fuck you, you know. Twitter, you motherfuckers are the reason we're in all this shit, to be honest with you. Goddamn Twitter and Facebook are one of the major reasons we're in all this fucking shit. Because you cocksuckers don't know a fake account from a real one. You don't give a fuck. You figure, well, we don't want to censor anybody. Oh, okay. Well, God forbid you should censor anybody, especially if like they have criminal intent. Fuck it. Okay, dudes. Dudes and dudettes. Let's see what we got going on here, man.
Help me, girl. I need your love.
Parades like this remind me of that old Texas saying about a braggart saying he was all hat and no cattle. We're the best military in the world, and we don't need a North Korea-style parade to prove it. Goddamn right. I hope this guy's a retired general. Because for an active duty general to run his fucking mouth, it's not a good idea. Because you'll get called in, you'll get called on the carpet. You could lose your fucking rank. You could lose your command. You could basically get fired. You know, just thank you very much. It's time for you to leave. You know, it's not a dishonorable, honorable discharge, but whatever. But it's just you're done. Okay. The reason why I got my phone is I wanted to see what Steve Ozell was up to. Because like I said, I use this. One good thing about Twitter is that it's my show prep. Basically, it's my little show prep notepad. Because all these characters here. And that other character we got. And I've been working on that character, that Daryl Bakeman.
That is correct. Everything we do and every way we go and then every possible way, we're always looking to do the right thing for the American people. And as a member, as a special ops, I've got things I've got to do. I've got places to go and people to see.
I was like, up until about an hour ago, I was like, I had no fucking energy. I was a dead man. And what the hell is this? And then I went to the store and I got a coconut water, which I'm now chasing with a Diet Pepsi, but I had a couple of coconut waters. God, I'm telling you right now, man, it was like, woo, because, you know, it's a hydrating thing, man. Coconut water is the latest and greatest hydrating, trippy, you know, fad. But it works. I felt fucking awesome after I had that couple of blasts of coconut water. Water in general, you know, I keep forgetting that it's true. If you feel like shit and you don't know why, try drinking about 3 glasses of water, man. And there's a real good chance you'll feel better immediately because you're hydrating, because you're dehydrated. And when you're dehydrated, you'll feel like you have the flu. You'll feel like you're getting sick. You don't know what's wrong with you. I remember that one summer I told you guys a million times because it blew my mind, man. I thought I was a fucking... I don't know what I had. I thought I had the flu, but I was feverish. I was tired. I didn't know what the hell was up with me. And somebody on Facebook said, "Have you had any water?" I was like, "Shit, that's a damn good question." So I started drinking. I had like 8, 9, 10 glasses of water right off the bat, and sure as shit, man, by the evening. Not all at once, but I immediately started to feel better. But I was so fucked up from not having any water. It took till, you know, early evening. This was like about, you know, it's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'd say by 5 o'clock, it was the summertime. I started to like, yeah, okay, I'm back to normal. So, who knows, try that. And then go back to your habit of, like me, drinking this shit. I don't drink a lot of this shit. This week, I have indulged. I don't know why. I just felt like I needed the caffeine. I said I was really fucking beat. And then I find out, you know, I'm dehydrated. See? So, I don't know, man. This Super Bowl to me, you know the saying, heavy lies the crown? This Super Bowl strikes me as one of those, it's a game where the Patriots looked like it wasn't fun so much it was, oh, fuck. What the fuck happened to this? Hello, we're back. Well, that's an interesting thing. All right, well, we got the same situation we had last night. I started the video cast. I started the audio. The video just browned out on me. So we're starting this again. And we may have a shorter video cast pre-show than the audio. So I suggest you go to our audio for the pre-show and double-check that. I had all this really good shit I was talking about. Oh, well. Listen to the pre-show, the audio version. I was in the middle of saying that the Patriots, to me, this is a classic example of that old saying, which is heavy lies the crown, meaning sometimes having the championship, being the number one, being the man, everybody's taking their pot shots, and it is a drag having to constantly drag yourself out of the sack and out into the arena to defend your title. It reminds me of that Twilight Zone, you know, where, who is it? Jonathan Winters plays Fats, and he's called down from heaven. And every time some punk comes into the pool room and wants to be the best, he's got to go down from heaven, go into the pool room, or wherever he is. Like, it's like this purgatory. And it's not fun anymore. It's, you know, heavy lies the crown. He's got to go and he's got to defend his title against this punk, and he's got to go and defend his title against some other punk, some other new guy. Seems like the Patriots were in a little bit of that mindset. It wasn't like a good time. It was, here we are again. Another team trying to knock us off. Another club. You know, a couple of years there, you know, what was the year, Denver and Carolina? And every goddamn year they're in the playoffs, and I think most years they're in the NFC, the AFC Championship game, and most of the time they win the goddamn AFC Championship game. And most of the time, with the exception of two games leading up to this one, they won the fucking Super Bowl. So these guys were the men of the hour. And here comes another fucking team. Here comes another fucking team. And by the time this game rolled around here on Sunday, to me, it looked like they were, oh, here we go again. It didn't look to me like they were having a good time. But I know it disappointed the shit out of them. You know, Brady didn't shake hands with that kid, Foles. You know, Belichick was short with the press. Of course, that's nothing new. Everybody's looking to take a shot at the Patriots. This Josh McDaniels situation, people are saying it was a real low-rent, low-class thing. I didn't see it that way at all. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes at the last minute, you just, you know what, we can't do this. I've been there. I've fucking been there. I tweeted something to Cat in Buffalo. Mike Schopp does a talk show in Buffalo. Mike, I'm sorry if I got your name wrong. God damn it. It's one of my names are not my thing. Buffalo talk show host. Buffalo sports show host. There he is, Mike Schopp. Shop Talk, WGR, yeah. And he said something like, what do you think about this? Could you do what McDaniels did, is what he asked. And I said, I did, a radio station in Seattle. And he comes back, he said, I almost went to Seattle too, although in that case, the job changed on me. But I did. I had accepted a job to go to a station in Seattle. And my girlfriend at the time had worked for that company and basically said something to me like, if you take that fucking job, I'm leaving you. Something like that. She thought the company was so shitty. I thought it was very unusual for her to say that. Anyway, and I had indications. They were real corporate. And the show that I did, you know, this was before I got out to Atlanta. This was before I went, you know, I was still in Ventura. And I got this job offer to go to Seattle. I got a job offer to go to Seattle within 4 weeks of being in Ventura, but I don't think Seattle knew what I did. I mean, they had me come up there and do some fill-in, so like an audition, and I did. And I don't even remember what I fucking did. But anyway, these dudes offered me this job, and I didn't feel right about it. I knew I'd be fired within 6 months. I knew I'd go up there and have this, you know, their nice little salary they were paying me, and I'd have it for about 8 months, and they'd fire me. There was nothing guaranteed. There was no guaranteed package. There wasn't any, you know, years. There wasn't any, you know, so it was just a typical radio contract, all for them, nothing for you. And I was actually stupid enough. I was hungry enough, let me put it that way, that I wanted to get out of small market radio, that I accepted the job, and then I had like a month before I was to report for the job, and I did not give my notice in Ventura, and I instead I just dragged my fucking ass right up to the bitter end, which was 2 weeks in advance. So I give it, so for 2 weeks I hemmed and I fucking hawed and I argued with people and people argued with me. And I said, I can't take this fucking job. And now I felt like shit. I did this twice, by the way, not just once, twice. Not to that station, but I did it with another station. Sometimes, man, you want to get out of where you are. Sometimes you're ready to go, man, And you just say, yeah, head coaching job, fuck yeah, In one of the cases, just like this kid McDaniels, my boss came to me in Ventura. Because I got another job offer to go to fucking Akron, Ohio. Akron. And my boss was a guy named Bob Fox who said to me, Ventura, California to Akron, that's a lateral move, man. Akron is a much bigger city, but basically it is a lateral move. There's no, you're not going, hey, man, I busted into Akron from Ventura. I mean, you are not making any progress, man. You're just like, Err. But they offered me a good piece of change. And who knows? And it was right down the road from Cleveland. I don't know, but even then, I was like, I can't take the job, man. I can't take the job. But I didn't let that drag out as long. They offered me the job. I flew out there. I had lunch with their GM. And that was not a good thing. This guy was not a friendly man. He was... I could tell this guy thought his shit didn't stink. It was an inconvenience for him to be having lunch with me. He didn't have much to say. It was beneath him. And the poor guy that was a program director, I felt bad for him because, I could tell he noticed that too. But that wasn't the deal killer. The deal killer was basically Bob Fox coming to me and saying, what are they offering you? I said, this much. He said, oh, fuck it, I'll give you a raise. He says, but don't go to Akron. If you're going to leave us, go to a much bigger market. And I did eventually. I left them for Atlanta, which was a far better move. He says, don't leave us for Akron. So I got to hand it to Bob in that instance. And I got a raise out of it. But I had to say to the guy, after pretty much indicating I would take the job, I said, but in both cases, they both were very cool with me. And... both of them, Seattle and Akron, Seattle and Akron. I tell you one thing though, I learned a lot about Akron. It was no longer the rubber capital; it was the polymer. The Polymer Institute was in Akron. Akron had a great springtime outdoor activity kind of environment. There was a lot of fishing and hunting, some hunting, and there was boating and this kind of shit. And they, like I said, they were just up the down the highway from Cleveland, and I I'm there in the Holiday Inn in Akron at the bar, and the bartender, she is about a little bit younger than me. I was in my late 30s at the time, she was just extolling Akron, Ohio. Oh, yeah. Man, you ain't never had it so goddamn good. And in the summer and in the winter and this and that. And I said, are you here in the summer and the winter? She goes, as a matter of fact, I am. I said, okay, well, sign me up. No, so, yeah, I said, no, I don't want the gig. So just because it happens in my life, I ain't saying it's a normal thing, but it happened in my life twice. You just get anxious, and then you have second thoughts. And now, if you put your name to the paper, you're fucked. It doesn't matter what second thoughts you've had. Here's what I don't understand. If you want to talk about whatever the fuck their name is, they're the Indianapolis Colts. Why the fuck were they planning all this shit, flying him into town, this and this and this, this, that, and something else, without having his name on the dotted line? I don't give a shit what anybody tells me. I don't give a fuck what they're... If you're devoting this entire promotional press event to this guy being your new head coach, get the motherfucker on paper. You got him. He's yours. He's under contract. Don't bring him into town and he hasn't even signed his deal yet, and you're making a big fucking splash. Well, we wanted to have a signing ceremony. Maybe they wanted to do that. I got to tell you something, man. You can have a signing ceremony after he signed the... You can have him sign the contract and then have a phony baloney signing ceremony. That's the best way to do that. Why risk having something happen that happened to them, which is, I don't want to do it. The guy was pissed, obviously. Whoever that guy was that is the general manager for the Colts, Fuller, he was pissed. I would be too. I wouldn't be understanding, but I understand both sides. But I don't understand Indy's side so much to the point where, you know, I think this guy McDaniels did such a horrifying thing. I think he did a very human thing. Who knows? Maybe it was his wife. Maybe it was his kids. Maybe it wasn't his decision. Maybe it was a lot of people that he cared about didn't want to do this. They didn't want to go to fucking Indianapolis. Like last night on the show, we did the whole shtick where the family didn't want to go to Indianapolis. Who knows? Maybe that's true. All right, fuck it. Okay, where is it? What did I put down? This goddamn it. Where is it? Okay. Show toward midnight tonight. Get out of here, will you, you fucking pain in the ass? I'm going to fucking delete that Wayfair app. You guys are a pain in the ass. Fuck you. Man, oh man. D-D-D-D. The fuck is this, Jack? I knew I had good taste when anything... I never thought Dilbert was very funny. It turns out the guy that writes Dilbert... is a douchebag. What do you think of that, huh? Is that unfair of me? Probably. He's a fucking douchebag. Yeah. A fucking douchebag. Chris Ballard. What's the name of the Indy GM? Oh, you can't see. It's a green fucking can. Coconut water. Who is this? Who's the kid? Getting ready for the fucking parade in Philly. Or did they already have it? 100-year-old fan, which means he was born in 1917, which means he would have been 10 years old in 1927, about the time the old Frankfurt Yellow Jackets were playing. The Frankfurt Yellow Jackets, Frankfurt is a section of Philadelphia. So that was the first NFL team that Philadelphia had, the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets. And they folded. And that's when the Philadelphia Eagles came into being. After that team, the Yellow Jackets folded. So that gentleman, 100 years old, he may have been a Frankfurt Yellow Jacket fan as a kid. I don't know where they played. You can look them up. They had their, you know, their grounds, as they called them in those days. How do you like that? All kinds of guys are getting offered jobs. Philadelphia Eagle guys are getting offered. The offensive coordinator for the Eagles is getting offered a job. And the Eagles have got Jim Schwartz, who was the head coach of the Detroit Lions. He's their defensive coordinator. I think he did pretty good with the Lions. I don't remember what he did with the Lions, to be honest with you. But 81% the last two Super Bowls, fourth quarter and overtime. People were really giving Collinsworth a load of shit here because of his comments during this game. Not exactly sure why. Fucking neck, man. Don't fuck up on me, neck. We got Frank Green. Frank Gray, rather. Oh, man. All right, fuck it. Let's get this shit going, man, huh? There's only so much of this bullshit I can do. There's only so much of this shit we can, you know.
I'm getting the fuck out of here. Bye. Bye. Whee! All right, I'm just... I just want to have a... I want to have a beer and get out of here. All right, well then, fuck it. Goodbye.
Frank, where are you going?
I'm getting out of here. Ha, ha, ha.
Testing. I keep thinking that I'm lonely, but it's only missing you inside. Come alive, but I keep holding on to yesterday. All right, then we got my main man. I keep holding on. Love to say that it's wrong, wrong, wrong. My yesterdays have all gone by. I saw Ambrosia. Young lady took me to see Ambrosia last year. At the Canyon Club over here in, you know, it's a real baby boomer thing, whatever. Sorry, you know, but hey, fuck it. People don't, there's some guy tweeted today, baby boomers, you know, something about stickball. What the fuck are you talking about? Like nine baby boomers. What are you fucking talking about, moron? We had baseball bats. We played in Little League. Stickball is like your grandparents, okay? Stickball would be my dad. That was the 20s and 30s. I don't know. Maybe in, you know, the cities in New York in the 50s and 60s, maybe. But in the suburbs, we didn't play goddamn stickball. We played baseball. Anyway, I didn't mean to say that, but I was talking about seeing this group Ambrosia, and it was a great show, man. I got to tell you, they all the guys, with the exception of one, were there, I believe, yeah. And they had an additional person playing on keyboards, and you know, they did all the hits, you know. What time is it? All right, so okay, good. I just want to know where I stand.
My yesterdays.
Well, that's right, and, you know, Margaret, you are so full of shit your eyes are brown, I got to tell you. Well, what these people do, you never do a big press event. That was the problem, and I told Barley Whipton, who is in charge of press relations for the Indianapolis Colts, I said, are you out of your ever-loving mind? And she's, Frank, what do you want from me? The owners here are out of their brains. I said, is that Irsay? And she said, yeah. I said, oh, Christ.
Well, you knew the Irsays when they were in Los Angeles, right?
Oh, yeah, because the Irsays owned the Rams. And I guess you could say we were blessed that we got rid of her, but we got somebody equally as stupid, and that was that Carol Rosenblum. Holy Christ. And she gave us Georgia Frontieri Roosevelt Greer. And he wasn't any bargain.
Who?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
I keep holding on to yesterday. I keep holding on to my dick. My dick.
I think you got a fucking short or something, man. You may want to plug a cable in or pull it.
Take one.
Okay.
Work in progress.
I'll take one. Maybe I'll take two. One, two, and a one, two, three. Let's go, asshole. Testing one, two, three. Un, uno, Damati. This is a group called the Rodello Singers. What is it? What the fuck? The Redella Spiaggia. I Redella Spiaggia.
What the fuck is that about, huh?
Testing 1, 2. I got it.